This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's up, everybody? It is Thursday morning, and it is once again time for the Going Broadway podcast. Alex and Cole with you this morning. Cole, what's happening?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the greatest wrestling podcast ever. And do we have just the most amazing guest in the entire world on our show today? It is going to be a great show, and you guys should go ahead and share this now. Tell all your friends to hop on because we have some really cool things in store for you today.
It is going to be a fun show. It's going to be a fun podcast. But as always, before we jump in, let's see who we got on the chat with us this morning. Jeremy, Mark, David, Jeffrey, Travis. I love Travis's comment. That's fantastic.
Travis, three belts as of last week.
Congratulations once again to Travis Bird, who was the winner of our three free belt giveaway for hitting 5,000 Facebook likes. We will keep you up to date on future giveaways that we're going to be doing in the future. Future giveaways. Chris, Bruce, Kevin, David, Josue. I apologize if I'm butchering your name. I know I am. Mark, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm sporting Coco Beware this morning. Just something different.
I like it.
I do too.
Anything yellow, I'm on board.
Obviously, your banner behind you shows it. That's all right. Good morning to everybody, and I'll tell you what, let's just kick things off, and there you go. We want to welcome in our very special guest that we're honored and privileged to have with us this morning, Kylie Ray. Kylie, how are you?
Hi. Hello. I'm okay. How are you, Alex and Cole? Excited to be here. Thank you for having me, too. I'm excited and as equally nervous, but ready. How are you guys?
We're good. We are just going to kind of jump in, and we're going to see where this goes. So I know a lot of podcasts will kind of, I guess, do the retrospect, if you will, of, you know, the guest's career and things like that. I actually want to start with what is currently going on with you. Some cool things are happening for you. You are one of the number one contenders for the NWA Women's Tag Team Championships. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm excited. Well, Tootie and I are going to be facing Allison Kay and Marty Bell next Sunday at NWA. By any means necessary. It will be available on Fight TV that Tuesday. But pretty excited. I know it's going to be a full show, you know, stacked from start to finish. So we're just excited to be there and excited to have everyone back and feeling the love again.
I'll tell you what.
Because it's what we need in this world.
No, for sure.
In my opinion.
NWA is really putting out some banger cards lately.
Yeah.
I know that you participated in the recent return to wrestling at the Chase here in the St. Louis area. I believe you had a match with Mickey James, is that right?
Yes, sir. The one and only, right? Yes, it was. Yes, I did. Well, we had a match at NWA 73, and yes, it was at the Chase, the historic return. It was my first time being there, so very exciting for a plethora of reasons, just given the history. And it was very exciting. We had the full weekend. It was a double pay-per-view event. So we had the Empower show on Saturday, mm-hmm. With the triple threat with Diamante and Shiggy Clemente. That was very fun to do. It was exciting. And then the Sunday, yes, it was Mickey James. And she, I mean, I'm sure you guys know how long have you been wrestling. You
No, for sure. I actually had a chance to, so I really wanted to go, be 100% honest, but anytime I go to a wrestling show, I really want to sit as close as possible. And it just, the opportunity didn't allow to sit as close as I wanted, so couldn't go in person, but I did have a chance to watch the event. I was very pleased with it for the most part. Loved the match with you and Mickey. I thought it was a great match.
I have a follow-up question. I have a follow-up question about the wrestling at the Chase, actually, because obviously it's the historic return. So one, what was the atmosphere kind of like within the locker room of it being the historic return? Obviously there was a lot of references to Harley Race throughout the evening and whatnot. So what was that like? And as well with Empower, I mean, that's one of the first, like, what we would call maybe non-WWE, you know, women revolution type events. What was that like to be a part of that? Because I think I could speak for a lot of people that it delivered more than I think what people expected. I was very impressed with it. Again, loved your match on it. I just thought it was a really good card for something that wasn't, you know, as billed as like a WWE's women's revolution that we've called it for a couple years. You guys really set the tone with that. So what was it like to be a part of Empower, and what do you think it's done for the business?
Can I use the pun intended that it felt empowering?
Yeah. Puns are welcome here.
Oh, good. I'm not sure if you're aware, but that is one of my loves of life is puns and fun jokes. But yes, it was beautiful. It was just the opportunity alone to be a part of such a huge and historic moment. I mean, the entire weekend, but let alone that specifically the Empower pay-per-view with all the women. It was awesome seeing everyone coming together and working hard and showing what they're able to do as far as their ability-wise. And then having the fans right there with us, it's when you guys go to wrestling shows too, I mean, you were able to watch, but being there, it's a completely different atmosphere. And the women all worked so hard, the women and men, because it was from top to it's the whole weekend. So the big picture is just, we do it because we love it, and I mean, I don't want to speak on anyone else's behalf, but I know I do it because I love it, and it's for everyone else. It's an escape, and it felt like a good day. Aside from my anxiety, but I always get anxiety about shows. I guess it's because we care. Hopefully, I could be wrong, but yeah, it was truly a blessing to be a part of. So,
that's awesome.
100%. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, did you get a chance to watch as well? Oh,
yeah. I actually regretted not getting tickets because, you know, we had looked into getting tickets and stuff. And, again, we're both kind of the mindset of if we're going to go, we want to be there. Like, we want to be down in the front. Like, we want to be a part of it. And that by the time that I had been able to look at tickets and whatnot, I was, like, going to be nosebleed. And I was just like, I can't pay to be there and then feel like I'm still watching it from TV. So I had a better seat from home, but it was actually nice because I could actually enjoy it too and actually get to see it a little bit better. I felt like being able to watch it online was able to enjoy it just a little bit more. So it was really good though. I was very impressed. I really enjoyed it. I watched every single night, which is, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not big on the NWA. I wasn't really watching the product that much before that, but it hooked my attention from the time Empower started, and then of course the next night, and my boy Trevor Murdoch.
Woohoo! and that's okay too, because it's beautiful being a part of something that you can see everyone's working hard on and doing their best, and I hear you. Yes, the Trevor Murdoch and Nick Aldis match, that was a very, if you're talking about the NWA 73 show, that was, yeah, a beautiful, beautiful match as well. It's awesome to be able to watch how many different styles there are, how many different matches there are, and be able to enjoy everything from start to finish. And it was just exciting. It was something different all around, at least in my opinion, but please correct me if you feel otherwise. But yeah, it was awesome and filled with talented wrestlers all around. And that goes for a lot of places too. And it's just, I struggle with my words, but I know the feeling behind it, if that makes any sense.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and it's unlike anything else. So,
that's cool.
But yeah, being a part of NWA, and you know, they welcome me with open arms. And one of the things that is important to me is mental health, and I've gone on record frequently about that, and that's something I do struggle with. And I don't always know how to communicate it, but they're very supportive about it and understand it. So that's something that really is important to me. I don't know if you guys can relate.
Well, and actually, let me just say this. You know, our viewers are very aware of this, and we try to keep our podcast, you know, kind of clear of some of these topics, but I'm a youth pastor as well, so I'm very big on making sure people are good, you know, that they're taken care of. So it's really refreshing to see someone be open about it, be positive about it still, because, you know, I've seen some of your Instagram posts and just how uplifting you've been about the situation, knowing, hey, like, this is a struggle, but I'm still going to push through and get through this. So it's super cool to see that there's role models out there, people who are using their platform to speak up about it, but having a positive view about it still.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like a lot of times it gets a negative twist to it, and you've done such a great job about being vulnerable with it, but also showing that there is a way through it. And so super cool about what you're doing with your platform and being vocal about that.
And thank you for service. And being a youth pastor, that's something that, in my opinion, that's another important role as well. And I don't know how everyone else feels, but in my belief, I don't try to be anyone's role model. I don't try to be anyone's hero. I just try to stick to my beliefs, and it's okay if other people aren't religious, and I accept that, and I respect that. I believe in God, and I try to listen to God, and that's something that if other people are inspired by that, that's awesome. And I love that. And, but it's that's a dragging force.
Oh, yeah.
But we could keep it lighthearted too. So, but knowing that it's important and it does pass, and if you need help, ask.
That's awesome.
I love it.
But thank you, Cole. Appreciate that. And Alex.
So,
jokes then, right? Is that something I could? Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah, let's go for it. Joke time.
Let's go for it. Okay, so what is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
A hippo and a Zippo?
Oh, this is going to be good. I can feel it.
of course, my mind goes to what is the actual answer, so I'm like trying to think, what is?
It's a riddle. Come on now.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was never really good at these things.
Well, no, so that's just it. I'm kind of in the middle on these. Sometimes I'll pick them up really quick, and then other times I'm just like, I have no idea, but then it bugs me because I can't think of it.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Well, I got the answer. You're
going to have to tell me. All right.
I have, I researched this one. That's my researching skills of puns and fun jokes, lighthearted jokes. So the difference between a hippo and a Zippo. A hippo is very heavy, and a Zippo is a little lighter.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
Because the hippo is very heavy, and then lighter in weight, but also a lighter.
Well done.
I
love it.
I can't even top that.
Sorry, I can let myself out whenever.
That's right. I don't know how we follow that.
Oh, man.
Well, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
I don't know if anything's on my mind now. That was just...
I'm still trying to weigh everything out, you know? Like...
Weigh everything?
Oh!
Nicely done. No, so I want to go back to your match with Mickey. Was there ever any plans to have another match, or was it just, at least as far as you know, was it just like a one-off match, or, because I know they had the, you know, the Mickey's feud with Deonna, and then...
And then she had a wonderful match with Kiera, too.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
That was amazing.
But was there ever, was it always on the, in, was always the plan to just have one match with Mickey and then that was it?
That's a good question. I'm unsure, and I know things change happen, or things change and
right.
stuff happens all the time. So I don't know. I'm unsure, and that's a very good question. But if I have the answer, or if I find out the answer, I can get back to you. But as of right now, I believe we're looking forward to the, by any means necessary, pay-per-view event on Fight. And we're super excited for that. We just try to roll with the punches, and you know that's all we can do just in life. So
sure,
see where it goes. And
I'm reading some of the comments in our chat. I feel like we need to have a joke segment now going forward, just because of that.
we might have to just get like a little video from you, like once a month or like once a week or something.
Joke of the week from
joke
from
of the
Kylie.
Week from Kylie.
Joke of the week, joke of the month. Yes, I would love that. As long as you guys are on board, a little pun, it can go a long way.
I'm gonna have
a
to
smile, a kind heart. It can truly go a long way.
I'm going to have to put
as long as intentions are pure, that's, in my book, that's important. You can never have too many good people surrounding themselves. So,
if we do that, I'm going to have to put a badunch sound on our soundboard over here.
Let me jump into a question here, because I've actually found this interesting. So you're originally from Illinois. That's...
Yep.
Okay, so you're we're Illinois too, but we're the part that no one knows about. So
we're Illinois South.
We're like when you tell someone you're from Illinois, they're instantly like, oh, you're from Chicago. It's like, nah, bro. Like we're like 30 minutes from St. Louis. But so you're originally from
That's
Illinois.
I thought you guys were in Missouri, so I was
I mean, you could say that, but we're Illinois side. We're right across the river.
We're
there.
Illinois southeast side of the river.
That's a lot of directions. Just know that we're 30 minutes from St. Louis.
Illinois south, river east side.
But I saw that and I thought it was interesting because a lot of people don't know a lot about the Illinois kind of lifestyle. So I wanted to kind of ask you, what are some of your favorite Illinois things? Maybe sports teams, food, attractions, things like what's rooted? What's those roots of yours from the Illinois that people need to know about?
Well, I'm currently living in Chicago, so I don't know, and I can't speak on everyone's behalf as far as what their lifestyles are. But as far as my lifestyle, if that's what you're asking, I'm a fan of, you know, the Chicago Cubs.
Yes.
Yes. I love it. Yes. All born and raised all my life.
You can imagine the flack I get living in St. Louis, but I'm a Cubs fan. So.
Yeah, I have to protect them sometimes.
big rat. Are you a Cardinals fan, Cole?
I am. Yeah. Yeah. You Cardinals. Are? Cardinals for life.
Sorry for the rival. But hey, it's about balance. You guys kick our butt. You know, pretty often.
And every 100 years you guys come back around, it's always good.
Sometimes we get a little positivity, and that's...
I will say, in all fairness, prior to the Cardinals losing this year, I would have been on board with the Cardinals doing well this year just because, I mean, we're getting off wrestling, but that's okay. This is our show. We'll do what we want.
Right.
It's a going Broadway podcast. So.
Prior to, you know, the Cubs trading away every single one of their marquee players, they're having a good season. But then after that, it just went down the toilet. I'm done watching for this year.
So
nonetheless, I digress.
So are you like a Giordano's pizza fan or Portillo's? I know there's all these like cool things out there. You know, I lived out that I say that way. I lived a little bit northern. I was like Champaign area for a while, but
out that way,
out that way,
out that way.
So you know what's the food scene like out there in Chi-Town?
I guess it depends on your preferences, if you're like and dislike. So I try to get out and try new things, but you know I'm a creature of habit. So.
Same here.
So I have my life, which is you get beggar's pizza every once in a while, but try to cut back on that. You know, clean eating. With wrestling, that's one thing I didn't quite do in the past and trying to be better about it in the future, maintaining the health. I used to have these like binge days where it was Sunday, the weekend after wrestling, we'd train all week and bust our butt and be in a lot of pain. And then we'd have the show on, Friday and Saturday. And then come Sunday, it would be a huge binge cycle. So trying to get out of that type of cycle and just be happy and healthy all around and just looking to the future. And that's all. If we're no good for ourselves, we're no good for anybody else. And that's including everything moving forward, and that's something NWA, it's just the understanding. And I'm at a loss for words.
No, you're good.
All right, cool. I can ask questions all day.
Give us another one.
All right. So, I interview someone, because this might be our first interview here, but I also do music, so I've had the opportunity to interview different artists and get to connect with other people and whatnot. So, anytime I do interviews, I like to do my research. And so I was looking you up, and I was kind of looking at your career and some things. And something stood out to me. You were trained by Booker T. by Booker T. So my question to you is, one, what's he like, some biggest takeaways, and last but not least, did you learn how to do the spinneroonie?
So I originally started training up in Chicago with Bryce Benjamin. Then after about two and a half years, then I moved on and started training with Booker T at Reality Wrestling. That was, again, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Learned so much there. It was part of the path, and it was amazing. Booker is one-of-a-kind person. You won't meet anybody like him, and I mean that in the best way. He is beyond helpful, and he'll be honest with you. He won't just sugarcoat it. And that's important. I believe we need people like that in our lives to hold us accountable and really have our best interests. It might not be what we want to hear, but it's sometimes what we need to hear. And he was that type of person with me. And that's that type of trainer, that type of guidance. And I can't thank him enough for that. I was truly grateful for all the time that I had with him at his living down in Texas when I was down in Houston. But I'm back up in Chicago now. I still keep up with Reality of Wrestling and love what they're doing. They're wonderful. Have you ever watched any of the Reality of Wrestling shows?
No, I literally just found out about it literally like last night when I was, kind of finaling up some of my research and whatnot. What's funny is that Alex and I, we talk about this a lot on the show. There's so much wrestling content
nowadays.
That's so because of the internet, because of all these different broadcasting sites and things. We didn't get this, 10 years ago where you could just watch everybody and anybody. It was, you had just a couple things that you could watch. And so, I remember, 10 years ago, you could watch ROH, on like channel 10 or, whatever the news station was, and you had TNA that was kind of cycling around on some channels, and then you had
TNN, Spike TV,
you had WWE. I mean, like that's about all you could watch. And so now, in an era where you can literally watch I have a website that literally gives me every single wrestling promotion. Some I've never even heard of. I wouldn't even be able to tell you where they're located, who their top star is. And I remember Mark Henry actually was talking about it, and I think it was in his interview with Renee Paquette, but he had talked about he watches like 80 hours of wrestling, just like a week. Yeah. Like so much he'll watch everything because he's scouting, he's learning, he's taking notes, and I'm like, that's insane. Like 80 hours of wrestling. That there's even 80 hours of wrestling to watch, but like that's how much he's watching. That's how much content is available just from our screens. So that's
thank you for sharing that too. It's important to be able to do that. You know, that's a love and commitment. It's important growing and pushing yourself and challenging yourself and being able to watch wrestling and also knowing if you need a break too, and that's okay, because if you go, sooner or later, we're human, we're gonna break, we need a break.
Right.
So knowing that and being okay saying that and voicing it and not feeling guilty about putting ourselves, our feelings, and if something's not healthy, if something's wrong, being able to voice that, like, hey, I'm important too, like I might die. Like, I might right. die in your ring. Is that what you want to see? Like, is that the enjoy you want to see, the abuse of the bus? So being able to know, like, hey, I'm on, I'm ready to go, let's do this. Or, hey, I need to take a step. I need to take a step back. Please respect that. Please understand that. I need my time as well. If I'm no good for me, I'm no good for you. But being able to come back and then watch all the wrestling, because then you're, you know, it's balance. It's important. And there's times everything's good for a season. So that's, yeah. I had that of too much of any good thing is bad. And that's something I'm trying to learn currently.
That's a great lesson. So,
yeah, I mean, we were just talking about that on one of our previous shows where we mentioned Mark Henry watching 80 hours. I told Cole and our viewers, it's like, I can't even sit through a 3 or 4 hour movie, like, you know, the long Lord of the Rings and Star Wars movies, or I can't sit through a movie marathon just because I need change. I need something different. I need variation.
Right.
And just as much as I love wrestling or anything in general, like, that's 80 hours of anything in a week is, there's not a chance. There's no way I could do that.
Right.
Right. And kudos to him for being able to at this point in his life too. Like, that's awesome on him. But, and I hear you too. So I respect that, and it's okay. And knowing that everyone has their own way of doing their own thing, if that makes sense. So whether it be preparation, whether it be their interests, what they enjoy, what they don't enjoy, everyone has their way of doing their own thing. So that's also important, and being able to respect everyone's way of doing that and being able to communicate and being collaborative too, if it calls for that, you know? So yes, I hear you. 80 hours a week of anything, it could be good, it could be bad, it could be beneficial, but that's something that the person in that position probably knows.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Or hopefully.
Right.
Let's you and I ask her a couple more questions, then we'll open up the floor to our viewers.
Of course.
If you're watching us live right now, please get your questions into Kylie, and Cole and I will read them on the air. I'll tell you what. Why don't you do one more, and then I'll do one more.
Oh, one more. I mean, I got so many questions for you.
You got to eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Come on.
All right. So I might even be able to kind of, I can kind of condense a question into one question, I think. And I'm going to say two words, and I think you're going to know where this is headed. This phrase, forbidden door. And this, we have this thing right now in the wrestling business outside, again, of WWE, where it's like anybody can wrestle anybody right now. And so
anybody, anywhere,
obviously, you know, I've looked at your stat sheet in a sense, and you've wrestled, you know, Melina, Mickey James. I believe I saw Deonna Purrazzo, Tessa Blanchard, Thunder Rosa, Taya Valkyrie,
Jordan Grace,
Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
You know, so with this forbidden door option kind of thing going on, is there any names currently in the wrestling business that you would like to work with, whether it be again or somebody new, like that, you know, you would be excited to kind of get in the ring with and work with?
So I don't like to necessarily go through a list of everything or my goals, what I like, what I want, what some dream matches of mine. There was a point in my life that I was doing that. And honestly, it was the dream matches that I would have on the list. Like, you just named most of them, you know?
Right. So,
obviously there's an enormous amount of wrestling available and wrestlers to be able to work with. I'm just giving it up to God, and whatever's meant to be in this path will be, and I'm not going to try to force it. So I can give you a list of names, but we'll be here for the next, I don't even know, because it's endless, you know? And I'm just giving it up to God. I will pray for it. and I think whatever the future holds will happen. So, you know, I've been blessed to be able to have matches with so many amazing wrestlers, and they have taught me more than I've ever even imagined, dreamed. Like, it took me 2.5 years to have one match. Like, it wasn't easy, and it's still not easy, but it's people like that. You know, you have Missy, we have Allison Kay, you have Tiana, you can talk about Jordan Grace, and all of these matches that were, that's, like, they've helped me more, I don't think they've realized how much they've helped me, and, you know, it's not just wrestling, it's personal, too, so I'm just grateful to have you experience that, you know, to share the room with us.
That's awesome.
So you kind of indirectly. No, that's a great answer. You did kind of indirectly take my question, so I will wing it and go this route. So, Kylie, is there any? How do I want to phrase this? So outside of NWA, you're still doing independent dates here and there. Are there any potential matches that are booked, so to speak, or that will likely be booked, that you're most excited about in the near future?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we already discussed the next Sunday, October 24th, in Kentucky at Oak Grove for the By Any Means Necessary show for NWA. Yes, I also help train and wrestle at Freelance Wrestling over in Chicago. I'm biased. But no, at Logan Square, and they've helped me so much. So they have a show next Friday, and next Saturday, I should say, week, right? I know it's scheduled to be, I believe the card is out, but yeah, next Friday is supposed to be Logan Square Auditorium for Freelance, and then next Saturday is the, I should know this. No, I'm kidding. It's October 25th, the Saturday against Pat Monet, for Underground. And beyond thrilled. So, yeah, next weekend is a big wrestling weekend. but excited. And, hey, if stuff changes, then it changes. But that's the nature of the beast, right?
Right.
Hard subject to change.
Exactly.
But if all goes to plan, beyond excited for next weekend. I know David in August, the Bang Bros, are on the card for next Friday. They are two very, very talented young wrestlers who have so much future ahead of them. And yeah, so we got Brian Keith coming up facing Storm Grayson, and he's bringing the New Texas Pro Championship at Logan Square, and that's exciting too. It's I don't know if it's just the place I am in my life, but training at freelance and seeing the younger talent come up and achieve their dreams and just seeing how happy this stuff makes them, that means a lot. And I almost feel bad saying that means more to me now than, because to me it's about the future, you know, like it's not about me, you know, it's we give back and, or how about this, we give forward, I'll say, we give forward, and people gave forward to me, so if I don't give forward with my talents and abilities as well, then, you know, that's, it's part of the process, right? They teach us, we learn from them, so that way we can teach them the future and the future can learn from us. And hopefully, learn from the mistakes of the past.
I think you've caught the heartbeat of wrestling right there, though. And I think anybody who's outside of that doesn't really understand the business very well, because anybody, especially greats, you look at people, you know, wrestling greats, those are the people who are like, no, I want to pour back in. It's not so much about my accomplishments and what I've done. Let me use my platform to rebuild other people back. Again, we could talk Booker T, we could talk Harley Race, we could talk Dusty Rhodes, we could talk Shawn Michaels and Triple H, you know, and even some of these bigger companies.
I'll throw another name in there. There was a story that came out just recently. I think Mike Bennett did an interview, and Roman Reigns would actually stay after to watch the 205 Live guys and actually give legit input, not in a snarky way, but to legit help. So
it's nice to see that you've already, you know, caught that heartbeat of what wrestling really is. And that's, you said, I love how you said it, you know, to give forward, to always be about making sure that the business has somebody else, you know, to elevate, to take on to the next level.
No pun intended, but the next generation of talent.
Right.
So.
So we got some fan questions coming in here.
Well, before we get there, we got to do our promotions stick. Our mid-show shilling, if you will. So just one second.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
I want to let you guys know, first, we didn't even do this at the top of the show, but if this is your first time watching, please let us know. We want to give you a proper shout-out anytime we have a first-time viewer, first-time listener. Just let us know. Regardless of whether or not this is your first time, just to let you...
No, I'm saying we would love to hear your questions.
Let's get it.
What's that?
She said she's ready to hear new people's questions.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So,
yeah, absolutely. Just to let you guys know, you can check out the Going Broadway podcast. We're live every single Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, via our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, our Twitter page, and supposed to be our Twitch channel, but I guess it was still showing offline this morning, even after going live. We'll figure that out. But nonetheless, our social media platforms are scrolling across the bottom of your screen right now, so you can check out those links. I got some cool, exciting news, too. Our shop is online.
What?
Now, it's not done yet, but you can go to goingbroadwaypodcast.com/shop. We do have a couple of our SKUs up. We got to get those finished and whatnot, but there's coming a day when you guys will be able to order your own shirts and you don't have to talk to us.
I just can't wait to start doing like the cheesy WWE shop type commercials. Like I'm going to start doing like the Going Broadway podcast merch commercials. It's going down. It's about to happen.
You're on your own shooting those.
I'll shoot them myself.
Nonetheless, I'm going to throw these up real quick. These are our current Going Broadway podcast WCW early 90s tribute shirts. They do come in the purple and yellowish gold, depending on how it prints. You'll be surprised.
Maybe they want to talk to you, and then the shirt is just extra. So
there you go. Yeah, it's really about the experience of talking to you.
It's the, I don't want to say customer service, but
hey, that's all right. It's another way of looking at it.
They do also come in our black and green colors as well. I'm going to throw Cole back up because he's actually wearing one of her hoodies this morning.
I don't.
Modeling it, displaying it. I'm gonna say you're Vanna Whiting it.
Sure.
Yeah.
some other cool news though. Our prices have gone down, so they are now.
What are we doing? We're just giving you the best show ever.
We're just giving away stuff here. No.
Oh, man.
They're now $19.95 plus tax and shipping for a T-shirt. $39.95 plus tax and shipping for a hoodie. So the two SKUs that are on our website now, if you want to order them, go for it. Free game. If one that you want is not on the website, you'll still have to talk to me, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on who you are. But I anticipate the shop will be 100% up and running by next week. So
what's the website if we want to buy?
It is goingbroadwaypodcast.com/shop.
She just needs to be like be on here. She just adds so much value to this promotion segment.
I'm telling you what. I mean, this. I'll fire you and bring Kylie.
You can have my spot. You can have my spot.
We'll change that John Cena flag behind you too. All right. So it is about 10:47 Eastern, 9:47 Central. Let's get to some questions for Kylie. So. Scrolling back up. And again, guys, if you have any questions, please send them our way.
We're going to try to keep it one per person just so everybody's questions can get
answered. Yeah, one per person until everyone has asked one, and then we'll try to.
Chris, I kind of feel like she answered your second one already, so I'm going to read your first one here. Chris Poshek, this comes to you, Kylie. He wants to know, what was it like doing stunts for the Divergent movie?
Question. Well, thank you, Chris. It was amazing. So it was my first time doing stunts too. So of course, over the top. I was honestly just excited to be there. I mean, you know me, that's my moniker. I'm excited to be there. So yeah, it was awesome. I mean, things change. So of course you get there and you think you're going to do one thing and then stuff changes and you got to do another thing and be adaptable. And it's part of, you know, the entertainment business, right? Which kind of goes hand in hand with wrestling. So similar aspects if you're thinking about it in a black and white sense, but the gray area is a little different. But yeah, it was exciting. They're long hours, long days, but I don't say that in a bad way. If you're there and you love it, it's okay. You're going to want to be there. It doesn't feel like time. It doesn't feel like a chore. It feels good to be there. So, that being said, the Divergent stunt work was extremely fun. and, you know, they filmed the second one in Georgia. So, it was just exciting. I try to take, you know, just be grateful for the opportunity, make the most of it. And, you know, that's what I tried to do.
What was one stunt that kind of sticks out to you that was like the coolest thing you could remember from that experience that you got to do?
I got shoved out of a house in a door, but it was when they were all in I don't know if it made the movie, but I know I got shoved out of the door of the all gray. I know it was, oh my gosh. 8 years ago now at this point, maybe nine. So, forgive me if my memory's a little off, but it was a lot of fun. And, just the experience. It's something different all the time. So, but that one specifically, yeah.
Just open disclaimer. I have to go watch that movie now because I've never seen it.
They're good movies.
That's okay.
They're good movies.
I just, and the thing is, I consider myself, I'm not a movie aficionado, but I mean, a recent good movie comes out, I'll watch it. The Divergent series, I just never got around to watching them. I shouldn't say I didn't get a chance because that would be an awful cop out, but I need to watch them. I need to watch them. So let's get to the next question here. And Chris, we'll come back to another one of your questions.
Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes too, so I don't know how many questions we can fit in, but yeah, keep that in mind and
we're gonna
keep going.
We're going to squeeze in as many as we can. This comes to... they're just coming in left and right. So we're just kind of picking and choosing here.
I think we probably got about time for two more, and then we can take it from there.
Cool. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Make that happen.
Let's see. Mark Yanez asks, what championship would you like to hold before you retire?
So that was Mark that asked?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a good question because I don't necessarily think about it that way. I don't think about...
Sure.
I'm just grateful for the opportunity, if that makes any sense. It's not about the championships, the accolades, the any of that. So... If a belt comes and that if it happens, it happens. I like the organic and the natural way rather than forcing something and whatever's planned. But having a little bit of structure too. So whatever's meant to be will happen.
I like it.
I think it's interesting you say that though, because I feel like a lot of wrestlers are that way just by watching interviews and whatnot. I think us as fans, we get really hung up on the, well, they've never won a belt, or that, you know, they need a championship, you know, to like solidify their careers. But so many wrestlers that I see in interviews and whatnot, you just kind of share the same sentiment. It's like, I really don't care if I have a belt or not. I care about if it makes sense. If the storyline makes sense, if it advances the storyline, if it advances the company, whatever it is. Right, so I think it's interesting that the wrestlers are like, I don't really care about a belt, but us as fans were like, but you need one.
But and to add to that, a lot of wrestlers are actually, if anything, they're on the other side of the fence saying, no, I don't want a belt, because you got to remember that's one extra thing they got to take with them traveling everywhere, one extra thing in their bag, and it's one extra thing that they got to take care of, and obviously, well, no, I'm not gonna go there. I was gonna make a Jericho rib, and well, we're not gonna go there. You can pick one. Pick one more.
One more question.
Then we can wrap this up.
I think this is... I like this question. This is from David T. Tilly, and it says, who were your favorite wrestlers growing up?
I'm sorry, who was that question from?
It's from David T. Tilly.
Good question. Some of my favorite wrestlers growing up. Number one, all-time favorite was Shawn Michaels. So, yes, had some excitement when you mentioned him earlier on the podcast. But, yeah, so Shawn Michaels. There's a few, but I know Shawn Michaels was always number one. Again, relatable, right? The underdog, the ultimate underdog.
Sure.
I think... don't want to speak on everyone's behalf, but I like seeing an underdog overcome obstacles. And I feel that, you know?
Yeah. That's my favorite part of wrestling. Anytime you've got somebody in a match where you're not expecting them to win, and I mean, it's literally the underdog story, and then you win, but then what makes it 10 times better is the live crowd reaction whenever that result happens, and it just makes the experience better and more fulfilling as a wrestling fan.
I agree with you on that. The live experience and being there in the atmosphere of the... Oh my gosh. Just getting lost in it, you know?
100%.
At least
I'll tell you what, guys. I think we're gonna wrap. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying thank you, David, for the question. But I thought we were wrapping up.
No, you're fine, guys. Thanks so much for the questions. Special thank you once again to Kylie for joining us. We're gonna wrap things up. This is gonna be a shorter podcast this morning. So, unfortunately, It's about that time. Cole, any final thoughts?
You know, first off, Kylie, thank you so much for joining us today. It's an honor to get to chat with you and
absolutely
to ask some questions. Guys, I just thought this was interesting, so I wanted to wrap it with this. Kylie was ranked number 19 in 2020 on the PWI top females. She was also ranked number 78 in PWI on the top 500 total of wrestlers in 2020. You have already had a great career as it is, and we're super excited to continue to see what you do. Not to mention the Going Broadway podcast and our fans are going to be supporting you at your next upcoming event, and excited to see you get that W. All right. So we're behind you, but thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to chat with you, and hopefully we'll get to do it again sometime. So,
well, and real quick, Kylie, before we wrap stuff up on our end, can you tell all of our viewers and listeners where they can find you on social media?
First off, I want to say thank you both, Cole and Alex. It's been a true blessing, and I mean that. I was very nervous. I know you guys knew that. We discussed that a little bit, so thank you for having me on. It was awesome being able to chat with both of you and being able to talk to the fans and have some questions call in too, or write in, right? So I appreciate you guys giving back, especially being a youth pastor. That's something that hits home for me. So thank you for having me on. Also, the platform, I am on Twitter currently at I Am Kylie Ray. Instagram is more of a personal, I don't use it as much, and Twitter, I'm not on as much either, but I'm still on Twitter at I Am Kylie Ray, and then Pro Wrestling Tees Shop. Also, if you have any interest in training, you can contact freelancewrestling@gmail.com. A couple cheap plugs, I apologize.
No, plug away. Plug away.
Allowing you to be on your platform as well. So,
no, it's an honor to have you here. We would love to have you back. I feel like we barely scratched the surface of...
I got like 7 more questions. I mean, I can ask questions for days, so...
We'll see if we can make this happen again at some point. So, Kylie, thank you again so much for joining us. I know we're just passing thank yous around, but it's just as much of an honor for us to have you on. So again, thank you. But now it is unfortunately about that time. Cole, any final thoughts?
So guys, thank you so much for watching the greatest wrestling podcast ever. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in with us today. Make sure you go get that Going Broadway podcast merch. It is cheaper. It is 2 of them are on our new website, and the rest you can contact our lovely correspondent Alex, and he will get you hooked up with one of those things. They are $25 shit plus applicable taxes.
Not anymore. They're not.
They are cheaper than $25. I'm just so used to saying it. It's such a fun catchphrase. They are cheaper than that, but you can get them. They are made to order. They take about 6 weeks to get. So
they no longer take 6 weeks either. I forgot that part.
Go get new merch, all right? Stop making me say things that aren't accurate anymore. Just go get it. Buy it. You need it. You want it. You got to have it. So make sure you go and get that. But other than that, guys, it is that time. And I leave you with your favorite thing in the entire world.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Kylie, thank you again. We sincerely appreciate it. We're honored. We're humbled. And we will see you all next week.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.